Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
It is indeed a Daily Devotional special. And it is so good to bring these specials to you. I love it. And why am I bringing you this special? Because I want you to know this. That what we bring you here on Worship Radio 247, what we preach here on Worship Radio 247, the one thing that is most important and the thing that takes center place, the centrality of all we believe here at Worship Radio 247 is simply this, the cross. And our Lord Jesus Christ crucified, and Him risen from the dead on the third day. And that Jesus Christ is indeed the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is the Son of God, the great I Am, the Alpha, the Omega, the bright morning star. That is who He is. If you've got your Bible, turn with me to Galatians, the 6th chapter. And we're going to go to verse 14. Once again, that's Galatians, the 6th chapter, and to verse 14. And I'm reading, as I always do, from the New Living Translation, the NLT. I love this version. And Paul is talking to the church in Galatia, and he says this: As for me, may I never boast about anything except the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, because of that cross, my interest in this world has been crucified, and the world's interest in me has also died. Are you hearing that word? Are you hearing that piece of scripture? Now, many of us boast. Many of us puff ourselves up. Many of us are proud of what we've achieved in life. We look around us and we think, do you know what? We've done well. Look at how well we've done. Look at that house and that garden. Look at the car I've got in the garage. Look at the swimming pool I've got in the backyard. By the way, I don't have a swimming pool, just to let you know. But look at that swimming pool in the backyard. And of course, my yacht that sits on the ocean. And many would boast and say, I've even got my own plane. I don't even have to worry about taking airlines now. I can just jump in my own plane and be taken where I'm going. Oh, I'm so proud. What complete cobblers. What rubbish. That is so offensive to my ears, I cannot tell you. And Paul is reiterating this by saying, I won't boast in anything. The only thing I'm ever going to boast in is the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. The cross is the center part of everything we believe. The cross has to take center stage in what we think. You know, at my church, we used to have, or we still do, we have a cross inside, a wooden cross, and it's beautiful. But just recently, some of the guys in the church have found a cross that they have stuck outside the church. And we know that people will find that offensive. There are many Christians in this world that look upon the cross and they find it offensive. They find it offensive because it's a place of death, a place of execution. But beloved, it's not offensive, for that is the one thing that I will boast about, and that is the cross of Jesus Christ. He takes center stage in our lives. And that suffering on the cross that Christ did 2,000 years ago makes me weep continually as I think about it. As I gaze upon the cross and I think of that suffering that Christ went through. How He was beaten and scourged 39 times before He even got to the cross. And then he was nailed. His hands and his feet were nailed to that cross. He was hoisted up. And then someone threw a spear in his side. And what did he do? What was his response? He prayed to his father and said, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. Father, forgive them, for they have no idea what they are doing." Oh, Heavenly Father, as I bring this message, let this message strike into the very hearts of your beloved people as they listen, Lord. I pray in Jesus' name. As for me, may I never boast about anything except the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul goes on to say this. Because of that cross, my interest in this world has been crucified. Think about those words. Because of the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, all the interest that I have in this world now, all the interest for possessions, all the interest for things, all the interest for things that are not pleasing to Almighty God, all the interest, everything has been buried on that cross, has been placed at the foot of the cross because of Jesus on that cross. He is so wonderful. You know, he didn't need to do that. He was the Son of God. He needn't do it. When he was in the garden and he was praying to his Heavenly Father, and actually to your Heavenly Father too, and to mine, he said, "Take this cup away from me, Lord, because I don't want to drink its poison." And I can imagine Jesus saying these words, most probably falling to his knees as he said it. And he says, "Take this cup away, for I don't want to drink its poison." And then there's a pause. And then the pause. And the anguish that he was feeling dissipates as he senses his Father's presence. During that pause, he's feeling the peace. And then he says this, "Not my will, but your will, Father. Not what I want, but what you want, Lord." That is what is important, because you know better than me. You see things far clearer than I do. And the Lord blessed his Son. And as he was being crucified, God turned his face away. Such was the agony, such was the pain, such was the anguish. Turn with me real quick to Isaiah, the 53rd chapter. I haven't even got it myself yet. Isaiah, the 53rd chapter. Let's go there right now. And see what the prophet said, what the prophet Isaiah said. There was nothing beautiful or majestic about his appearance, nothing to attract us to him. Verse 3. He was despised and rejected, a man of sorrows, acquainted with deepest grief. We turned our backs on him and looked the other way. He was despised, and we did not care. Yet it was our weaknesses he carried. It was our sorrows that weighed him down. And we thought his troubles were a punishment from God, a punishment for his own sins. But he was pierced for our rebellion, crushed for our sins. He was beaten so we could be whole. He was whipped so we could be healed. He was beaten so that you and I could be whole. He was whipped so that we could be healed. Say that with me. He was whipped so that I could be healed. Say it again. He was whipped so I could be healed. Say it again. He was whipped so I could be healed. Beloved, the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ must always take center place in all that we think, in all that we do. It has to take center place. Paul goes on to say in verse 15 of Galatians, the sixth chapter, he says, it doesn't matter whether we have been circumcised or not. What counts is whether we have been transformed into a new creation. What is important is because of what Jesus did on the cross at Calvary, we have been changed. Our lives have been changed. Perhaps you've never heard a message like this. Perhaps you've never heard words like these before, and perhaps these words have penetrated your heart. In fact, I'm not going to say perhaps, because I know they have. I want you to pray with me now. I want you to pray right now with me. Heavenly Father, thank you for what you did on the cross at Calvary 2,000 years ago. Lord Jesus Christ, come into my life now and make me a brand new person. Heavenly Father, put the cross at the center of everything I believe. Thank you, Jesus, for what you did for me. And I give you the glory and the honor and the praise due your name. Amen and amen.